Welcome. I'm Halcyon. This is Hug Nation. Today, I want to talk about the Burning Man theme. Now, it is about the more spiritual side of Burning Man. That's why it is called Beyond Belief. Oh, wait, no, that was 2003. No, it's called Rites of Passage. No, that was 2011. It's called Radical Ritual. Clearly, the concept of the ritual, the rite of passage, belief, and spirit, and religion, and that aspect of Burning Man is clearly important. And clearly, it is fodder for good themes, apparently. Now, I'm of the mind that a theme like that is awesome, because it refocuses the conversation back to what I think is the most, you know, powerful part of Burning Man, which is the deep part. And I think that at a time right now in Burning Man's history, when there is so much pressure, so much pull, so much kind of trouble with enculturating new people as the momentum of information gets spread in maybe not so ideal ways, and people hear about this great music festival and all these amazing EDM concerts and out in the desert. It's good to take something as big and bright as the theme and say, no, this isn't music, this is ritual. And there's a few things that they wrote about when they talk about the theme. Stewart and Larry Harvey kind of each year come up with a theme and write about it. And there's some aspects in the way they explained it I think is awesome. So I want to just address that. Or read it, actually. Beyond the dogmas, creeds, and metaphysical ideas of religion, there is immediate experience. It is from this primal world that living faith arises. In 2007, we will invite participants to create interactive rites, ritual processions, elaborate images, shrines, icons, temples, and visions. Our theme will occupy the ambiguous ground that lies between reverence and ridicule, faith and belief, the absurd and the stunningly sublime. Oh, I like. And I think Burning Man is so important to so many people because it is this powerful base for which ritual to be created and practiced in a way that is lacking in so many people who have rejected their traditional religious backgrounds and spiritual backgrounds, and people have lost faith in our cultural backgrounds. And the rituals of, like, Pledge of Allegiance suddenly is like, oh, and the ritual of wearing a suit and tie to work every day, and the ritual of, you know, your morning breakfast with bacon, like, okay, maybe that was a bad example. But as we, you know, throw away and discard all the traditions and the rituals and the practices of our enculturated traditional lives, yes, we're free from the past, but we're also empty. Ritual is important. Ritual anchors us. That is why it is a part of every culture. One more thing they wrote about. This year's theme is an attempt to reinvent ritual in our post-postmodern world. For this purpose, we will disregard assertions of belief and concentrate instead on the immediate experience of play. Beliefs contain, define, and limit meaning. They can reduce truth to a rational commodity, but play can free us to envision truths of which we have no proof or warrant. Wholehearted and creative play induces self-surrender to experience that is beyond, the realm of reasoned thought. Oh, see, now doesn't sound fun? And when I think about Burning Man, as in a lot of ways, it is just ritual within ritual within ritual within ritual within ritual within ritual. You know, as you arrive, there's this ritual of the entrance. There's a ritual of Exodus. There's the ritual of banging the gong when you go in. There's a doing a dust angel. There's a ritual of the greeters. There's a ritual of the lamplighters. There's the ritual of the burning of the man in the temple. And there's a ritual of the parades, whether it be bunny or red dress or white procession. And there is this, the encouragement to create our own rituals is so liberating. It gives us access to a power that traditionally is reserved for institutions. You know, churches create ritual. But I think that the reason why Burning Man is so powerful to people is because when you go, when you snap back into like, whoa, no, actually, I'm in control. I can create a ritual. I don't have to have it handed to me. Burning Man is so cool because we leave no trace every year. There is no legacy. There is no history. There is no tradition that is embedded. Every tradition is brought back intentionally every year. So if something doesn't work or no longer serves us, we drop it or we change it or we edit it. And that's something that I find exciting about this modern world. You know, we have kind of like open source belief in spirituality, access to the internet and all these ideas. We can go, wow, this idea from the teachings of Jesus resonate with me. This idea from the Buddha resonates with me. This idea from a pink-haired, you know, lunatic resonate with me. And I find the ones that work for me. Or you can find something that, gosh, I'm really into aspect A of this practice, but but the whole thing about like women having to sit in the other side of the room, not so much. My family's been big on taking tradition and adding to it, changing it as it makes sense to us. We, for example, on Easter, we do the Easter beer bottle hunt, which has become a huge success and is a big part of what we do every year. And Christmas time, we have rituals where each Christmas Eve, my brother and I write these kind of adult sex, drugs, and rock and roll kind of letters to Santa. And I think that there's this ownership that creates a personal connection to the sacred. There is something wonderful about, you know, having some history, some ritual that is anchored in the past. But that also takes a lot of surrender and a lot of trust in those that created it and handed it down to you. One of the challenges with ritual that is created by the church is that the church itself, like any institution of a certain size, struggles to maintain its purity. And there is human beings that have all of their issues that start to corrupt and corrode whatever the truth of the message is. And so, you know, the history of the translating of the Bible through the years is intimately tied to the history of the time and the political issues of the time and the pressures, economic and power struggles of the day. So within that context, it's very difficult to just trust blindly the rituals handed down through those hands and paths, which is why it's so fun to make them up ourselves. You know, I think about just over the course of the years at Burning Man, the rituals that have become so important to me. At Pink Heart, we do a ritual of a camp dinner every night. We have the kind of rituals that we do around our water bar and the vegan ice cream social we do. The Pink Ride, the highlight of my year every year, is just one big ritual. We gather, we get on the same page, I give a talk, we mount up, we say I love you as we ride, we go to center camp, it's a ritual. And I think it is within the context that we assign that sacredness that allows us to really open up into this place, this experience that is bigger than rational thought. Because within rational thought, we have the limitations, we have the judgments, we have all the roofs that we got to bust through, that, as the theme document said, that play allows us to break through, that ritual allows us to break through as we surrender to the immediacy. And in that, like, pure channel of energy, bypassing the ego thoughts is when something magic happens. You know, I just found this old essay that I wrote from 2004 that said, Burning Man is my church. And I was kind of going through all these parallels between the church experiences that I no longer had in my life and the Burning Man experiences that were now a part of my life. So, you know, we don't have a choir, but we've got DJs. You know, we don't have robes and the special outfits of the priests, but we have fur boot covers and body paint. And we don't have the communion ritual, but we have Pancake Playhouse. And there's all of these things that did not exist 30 years ago and now are sacred and important and help to anchor us to our truth and who we are and to our community. When you throw out the rituals of a religion, which I think is a common thing for a lot of people at Burning Man, not everyone, but when you throw that out, you throw baby Jesus out with the bathwater. And there's all sorts of aspects of a religious community that are totally separate from the beliefs. Getting together with people that kind of support one another and have a shared set of values, singing songs together, you know, going to the same place every Sunday. We don't go every Sunday. We go for one intense week, like our one visit to church that gets us through the rest of the year. My grandpa was actually the one that really gave me permission or invited me to start seeing Burning Man as my church. He referred to it in very spiritual terms when I went to ask him for advice on giving my first wedding ceremony that I did out there. And he treated it just like it was a sacred ceremony in, you know, the grandest church, even though the bride and groom are dressed in bondage gear. That didn't make it any less sacred. In fact, it makes it more sacred. The ritual meant something to those people. And I think you see that a lot now in wedding ceremonies is a good example of a tradition that evolves to create personalized ritual. And so with my grandfather giving me permission like that, really kind of got me out of my limiting thoughts about this gathering and helped me to go, yes, actually, this is where my spirit is being fed. This is my congregation. This is the rituals, the return to Mecca that is core to who I am. There are other parallel, like it's an aspect of Burning Man. And by focusing attention onto it, hopefully it will highlight it and make it be a part of the conversations as we lead up to the event. I mean, it could have just as well been radical costuming or radical free bars, which are also parts of the event, but that tone would create a much different environment than radical ritual. And so I think just being able to like refocus our attention onto the rituals within the event that already are there, being challenged to create ritual, I think is going to make all sorts of exciting things. And I think that just tuning in our awareness to how ritual is a part of our lives, whether you like it or not, and you might start to notice more and more rituals that are in your life, some which serve you, some which may not, and then kind of be empowered to create more and more rituals to anchor you to your most aligned truth. This is a ritual. Hugnation is a ritual. Every week for 15 years, we've had the ritual of coming together, grabbing ourselves by the shoulders, and connecting with the world, and remembering that the world would rather hug you than hurt you. Ritual! Ah! So I'm excited. I've kind of challenged myself to create at least two rituals that I want to bring to the event. One, which will be a G-rated, family-friendly one having to do with hugs and adoration, I believe. And another one that is going to be a little adult-themed, which may or may not be shared publicly. And I think it's a really, I don't know, there's a lot to work with. Because you can assign sacredness to anything. In fact, isn't that the challenge of life? To find a way to see the sacred in everything? To feel everything as a ritual? To make meaning out of the mundane? So I invite you right now to join in the longest ritual of my life, Hug Nation. Grab yourself by the shoulders. And as you feel that body, have gratitude for this life, for these physical sensations, to all the yummy tastes and smells and the incredible music. And then recognize that this body is just the outer shell. And within that physical shell is an emotional layer of personalities, of labels, of ways that you interact with the world, the jerseys that you put on as you are on the same team or on opposite teams of other people. And that's what gives us excitement and drama and adventure. But beneath the physical, beneath the emotional, and the mental is that deep truth, that loving light that is what you are, that shines through us. And it shines through everyone. So when you find yourself at odds with someone and in argument or frustrated, know that that is the shells clack, clack, clacking. That beneath that, we are the same. We are love. We are light. And even when you can't see it, know that it is in there within everyone and love it. Because maybe your love from the outside is what helps it crack through. So we're going to take three breaths together, feeling a part of this massive network of light all over the planet, getting brighter and brighter until it's just one massive light like a second sun. Ready? Inhale through the nose. Last one. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the love warriors, happy Hug Nation. Thank you for being a part of this ritual. Thank you for walking your path and sharing this journey. I love you.